Salida looked down on the unbroken square from the heights. "These are not men," he said. "They are jinn. How does a man kill a devil?" "With courage and the sword," replied Rufar, his eldest surviving son. Two other sons older than him had been killed in raids and tribal warfare, and one had died in a feud over a woman. That death was still to be avenged. Rufar was 33, a child of the warrior blood. With his own sword he had killed 50 men and more. He was as his father had been at the same age. His ferocity was unquenchable. Three of his younger brothers stood behind him. They were of the same brood, and in their veins also Salida's blood ran true. "Let me lead the next charge, revered father," Rufar pleaded. "Let me shatter these pig-eaters. Let me cauterize this festering sore in the heart of Islam." Salida looked upon him, and he was pleasing to a father's eye. "Nay," he shook his head. The single word of denial cut deeper than any enemy blade ever had. Rufar winced with the pain of it. He went down on one knee and kissed his father's dusty foot. "I ask no other boon but this. Let me lead the charge." "Nay," Salida denied him a second time, and Rufar's expression darkened. "I will not let you lead, but you may ride at my right hand." Rufar's face cleared. He jumped to his feet and embraced his sire. "What of us?" his other three sons joined the chorus. "What of us, beloved fathers?" "You puppies may ride behind us," Salida glowered at them to hide his affection. "Perchance Rufar and I may throw you some scraps from the feast. Now fetch my camel."